America Weekend.
All the Ajax in the world ain't gonna clean your dirty laundry.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
I think we're going to rename a portion of the show the I-Team or the Action Squad.
Yeah.
The Airbnb story has been solved and it has a satisfactory ending, does it not?
It does. So just to kind of recap, we stayed in an Airbnb over New Year's Eve, not happy with the condition that the home was in.
Stains.
On the beds.
Camisoles. Socks inside the beds.
In the bed.
Never good.
No. The guy who owns this home is just a real... not going to say it. My mother wants me to put him on blast on this show. She really wants me to like absolutely lay this guy out. I'm like, that's
really
an abusive...
I'm starting to love your mom.
Yeah.
I got to tell you that.
Marie's no joke.
No. She is the real deal.
But anyways, I told her that was an abuse of my power and I wouldn't do that. However, Airbnb has very kindly listened to my complaints, to my suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
And while this guy refused to refund us, Airbnb stepped up and refunded me the cleaning fee.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. So I was very happy. They actually asked me to lay everything out in a single email because we get it. It's got to go through a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really... grateful as I'm writing this email that I always had a strong emphasis on writing in my education. Never underestimate the power of a strongly worded email.
Wow. Look at you. Everything, the subjective case where it should be. Everything is good. Verb forms are nice and in line.
No, but you know what? No, there's something to be said about being able to clearly express yourself in the written word.
The written word is very powerful.
They don't do that in school anymore. So I was very grateful that really only because the lady emailed me back and she was like, thank you so much for laying everything out clearly and, going through and blah, blah, blah. So I feel that I made my point well enough that this company came back and said, you know what? She's right.
Right. And you deserve the money back. And not only did she do that, this email was so well written. Airbnb was able to start an action. They seized the home from this man. And now Kara and her husband have been granted that home. It's amazing.
You have an vivid imagination,
well,
my friend.
The things that could happen. I actually reached out with an email to the fine folks at Airbnb and gave them the broad strokes of what happened.
Right.
And asked them, would you like to come on our lovely little radio show? Come on. We have actors and authors. We have fun people on this show. Yeah. No, they didn't want to come on. But they did say that they feel badly as to what happened and that they would extend a full refund. I let Kara know this. Kara let me know, hey, you know what? I already got my own refund. So I'm thinking maybe we could have gotten double refunds. I don't know. But I'm glad
that everything was
resolved.
I was very happy that they, because you and I have had this conversation, that a lot of these newer apps, websites, whatever they are, and they put the general public in contact with one another. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of throw their hands in the air if there's a problem and say, oh, well, that's your problem with that person. And it's like, no.
We are merely a conduit. No, you're more than a conduit.
No, you're, yeah. And that was actually one of the points that I made. I said, I am your customer.
They represent him. He is their agent for soliciting people to come, pay a fee, and stay in this man's home.
Right.
And if the home's going to be disgusting, if there's going to be snow in front of the home, they're not doing their job because the man did not provide what he promised to provide. So you would think they would be livid at him in the first place because they are jeopardizing their good name.
Yeah.
Good is in quotes at this point, too.
Well, and that's, I part of the phone conversation I had with them is I said, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I'll ever use your service again. And he said, I don't think I will recommend it to anybody, but I might reconsider since they did step. I'll tell you what, though, I'm never going to be the one to book that again.
No.
Because that was in my... If somebody else wants to make that arrangement and we come along and pay our share, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I am never booking that again and fronting the money for something like
that.
Because then
that.
I'm the one... I've spent all the last 2-3 weeks since New Year's going through all of
this.
And
you had other people there. It wasn't just you and your husband.
Just me.
It was a group of couples. It was, what, 8 people there?
It was 8 people all together.
So 8 people there, and it's like, oh, Kara's got this great place all set up. You get there, and there are icky brown and red stains on the beds. Well, they're going to say, hey, Kara, what'd you book us here for?
I was the only one who could make a complaint.
Yes.
And when as the host, you can write a review about your guest as well.
Right.
So I said, this guy went out and essentially slandered me, to be perfectly honest with you. Because he was annoyed that I asked for my money back.
Can they pull that down for you?
You know, I didn't. My mother asked the same thing. She was like, I want that off the internet.
You know what? We've talked about this last week. You're a public figure. You don't need that.
I did explain that to them, though. She was very lovely. She was from the UK, the customer service lady that I spoke. She was in the physically in the UK, actually. And I said to her, I said, I know you don't know me from Adam, but I am a public figure here.
Oh, my.
You know, in my...
Send me your autograph, please?
I don't think she was impressed, but I just said, you know, I said, listen, I said, I do some local reporting and this radio show. And
Well, I'm glad everything worked out.
Yes, we're okay with Airbnb.
Oh, this is going to be great. We're going to start doing things where we're not even paying for our car repairs anymore. Our groceries are going to be free. This is tremendous. We have stumbled upon gold. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a 3-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work 5?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
You asked